Begin the Grand Dove and set the Zuman Dove Chavav, begin the Malav, begin the Chase the Master, this begins with the Gemara, Yehuda Machaikiki. I, what should Yehuda, my lawgiver? That should also be considered from the Moy Hara. But Taisa says, yes, Maxa, that those who want to ask in the Moy's question, I might love my Simon the Cemetery, why bring a Pasuk and Tillim? Why don't you bring a Pasuk in the Torah in Bereishis? The Chassidus says in the Pasuk, when Yaakov is benching his sons, the scepter will not be removed from Judah, and the lawgiver from between his feet. So you see, from Pasuk and Chumash, that's a Taisa Vashem. What you could say is that he be Berachu, that's by a blessing. It doesn't say it's going to be. This Pasuk says that this is actually what it was. That in Yehuda, they were lawgivers, and therefore it's preferable to ask the question from that Pasuk that was the reality. Kitzunik says the master begin with the Gemara. The kohen zochah b'shachas, rather the kohen that married it in the morning zochah b'arvis, he gets to do it in the evening by the tamei shabbein abay. Says Taisa Tamei, it's a wonder to me. Now what are you gaining? About kochah itzar lahapis arvis, but you had to do another lottery in the evenings. B'shul siddushne gizirin, because the two logs of wood that you had to put on by the tamei shabbein abay. Because Sha'isim Shal Baikah, the one who did it in the morning, you're trying to gain, you're trying to say, okay, we only have four, and don't worry, what do you do with Tumashab Shem Ben Abayim? Okay, whoever did it in the morning, during the evening. That works for the carbon tumen. The problem is, regarding the organizing of the two gezirim, Sha'isim Shal Baikah, the one kain, who wasn't even two, was one kain who did it in the morning, that wasn't even a lottery for him. That was whoever got to do the Tumash Adeshin. And yet, Vishnekam Zechab Ben Ma'ev, in the evening, there was two kainim. So, Where did these two kohanim come from? Obviously, you have to do anyways a lottery in the evening. So why can't you say that you did a special lottery for the tamei shabbein abayim? And Meilatar don't answer. You're right. The Maid who agrees the Bishvil Mefais Laav. You're right for the Shnei Gizim. You have to do a lottery in the evening. Below your such mina. The only thing Rabbi Yechon is coming to say is all the b'hanach avodah sheish b'mosam abayik. Only the avodahs that you have already the parallel in the morning for those loyim Mefais and they didn't make a special lottery for the evening. You can't say that. Because that's the case. Kipark b'samach, when the Gemara surely asked, Ulamai d'salgadah mekarok, oh, according to the Havmin that you had entertained to say, that they had done a special lottery for the Tamash Ben Abayim, but then the Fish L'Payas says, you would have too many lotteries. We know there's only supposed to be four, and you have more than four. What's the Gemara asking? What do you mean? It's difficult here too, even L'maskana. Kim mefaisi be'erb b'shul shnei gzirietzim. You have to do a special lottery because of the two logs of wood. And kim nefish lehu payasas. Anyways, you can have too many of lotteries. You can have more than four. And metechu gulaimer. It's pushing it to say, oh, the hanach trei, meaning to answer the question and say, so what do you do with the shnei gzirietzim? Aren't you making a special pious for that? And you'll say, no. Because those two, which two? Medashim mezbeach abenimi, the one who cleans up the mezbeach umenayra and the menayra shayim payas shaltam adashach, which that already, we had a lottery already in the morning tamid. And there was no such parallel void in the evening. Oh, you're going to say, hey, mo yuzuchim mixim be'erb. They were the two kahanim who did the logs of wood in the evening. Oh, nimtza kamzat shalohi tzrichal hafiz b'shalohi gizorn la'av. You're right. You didn't have to make a special lottery for the logs in the evening. And then you got away with it. And that's a teisnok. Kidechik hu labadis dovezim in the teinu. It's a teichik. It's contrived to try to come up with these things on our own that we don't find such a thing that it should be those kahanim who are not mentioned that they did the two gizirin in the evening. Elner rather says, Taisa, it appears, the Rabbi Yechonon b'shitle. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it was obvious. The mitzvah from Mephisa Nami, Ashnei Gizirin Shal Ben Abayim. You're right. You don't do another one in the evening. You're right. You would have too many payasas. That in the morning, you're going to do the lottery for the two logs of wood that come in the evening. And the reason is, even though Yisra Payas from Mephisa Nami, Ashnei Gizirin Shal Ben, since, anyways, that lottery that you do in the morning, Mahaninam Leben Abayim, like Rabbi Yechonon said, it helps for the Tamash Shal Ben Abayim. So Svar, who logic would tell us, Shifiso Oz, Kamekin, Lentzer, Gizer, and Shalbein Abayim, that once anybody's doing in the morning for the evening, that then already you're going to do for the two Gizirin, which are also for the evening, already in the morning, just like the Tamash Shalbein Abayim is already done in the morning. Now, but then the question is, what the Lechashim Lubim Mastin and Pais Hashani, so why don't we count this in the Mishnah by the second lottery, which is when you do the Tamash Shalcha, which you're saying is including Tamash Shalbein Abayim, but then you tell me you have to do a special lottery for the Shnei Gezirin, which was obviously at that same time, so why don't we mention that in the Mishnah, that was there by the second lottery, for two extra kahanim doing the Shnei Gezirin. And that's the case, what you can say is, no, we only mentioned the third kahanim that merited by the second lottery, regarding the Tomet of the morning, which that was the primary lottery, which was the Tomet Shal Shachar, which, yes, included also, they're the same ones who did the Tomet Shal Shachar. But that of the Shnei Gezirin, yeah, although it was done, but it wasn't mentioned because that wasn't the primary. Fine. That resolves what Rabbi Yechon is saying. What bothers Taisus is, but then it's possible to say, even according to the logic of the Gemara's question, that he, even according to that, you're saying that you have to do a lottery for the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, then you could say that, why? What's the difficulty? You could say that you did it all in the morning, like we're explaining for Rabbi Yechanan for the Shnei Gezirin. So why is Gemara saying, oh, in the Fish L'Payasis? So Taisa says that no. According to what the Gemara originally entertained to say, that yes, everything that you do in the evening, you do a whole special lottery again later in the day. And you're saying what I mean, so don't ask on them. Say we did that lottery early in the morning. No, no, because the Gemara's haven't was that no, you're doing it in the evening. Because why would you do that in the morning? The only reason why I said you do the Shnei Gezirin in the morning, because anyways, the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, which is in the evening, is already accomplished from the morning. So once the Talmud Shabbat Abayim is already in the morning, so the Shnei Gezirin would be. But according to the Havmin, they do everything, a whole special lottery for everything in Talmud Shabbat Abayim, so why would it be done in the morning? It would be done in the evening. And therefore, we didn't entertain to say, oh, that we did it in the morning. Like, moreover, another reason why it's not logical to say, to explain for the questioner that you did everything in the morning is because listen to the Brice Diktani, the wording in the Brice that says, Kach Mafis Lai Arbis, so too they would do this lottery in the evening, which we thought to say that meant to Tomash Rabbein Abayim, Mashma, that wording something, Shabbat Erev Mafis, and that the lottery was done in the evening. And therefore, Vimkin, the Fish Lupayasa, that's everything much question on that Makshin, that on the Havimina, that then you're going to have too many lotteries because you're going to have more than four. So next to the Master, begin with the Gemara, but 10 Lutin the Brice. Connection of Eisenlei Shabbos, just like you do it in the morning, so you do it in the evening. Pirish, the Taisa explains. Minim Hochle Matzlish in the Victorious. He cannot explain, like we said before, oh, that's referring to the Victorious, which you did the lottery later. And the reason is, Midiktani Le Loshen Zacher, because it says in the masculine, Amla Tomei Kamar, because the Victorious, we're talking about the Victorious. Have a little missing law, Loshen Akeva should have said law in the feminine. Next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, did not like learn the Mishnah. Lazim Yaakabim, he says, Amali Ibarim Bechulum, that the one. And that brings the limbs, etc., to the kevesh. That's going to be the one who brings it to the mizbech. Says Taisus Tetnan, like learned in Mishnah is Garsina. The Girsa is Tetnan because it's a Mishnah in Taman Parakim Mishnabez. It's actually a Mishnah in Taman Adav Hamadez Omidez, and therefore it's referring to a Mishnah. Now Taisus is bothered by a question. It says Lel the Parakama. Previously in the first Parakim of Yedal Mabez, the Parak, the Gemara asked Taman the Taman of Yuma. The Gemara has a contradiction regarding that Tavas and Neiris. And Maracha, a contradiction between anonymous mission in Tamil and that of Yuma. Mishan the Gemara answers, it's okay, it's not a steer, it's machlekes. Matan Yuma, who's the Tanim in our Misach of Yuma? Mishum Nisha Mitzbahi, Mishum the Ashkechon. Why do we say it's him? Because we find the Palagachad is Tamil the Tamil. We already find in one place that he disagrees with the anonymous Tanim Misach of Tamil. The Tanim Lagun the Bryce, Mishum Nisha Mitzbah, Mishum the Tamil, that he disagrees. So therefore, we said he's the Tanim Misach of Yuma. Now, Taisa bothered, it says, Loi Haba Matzilamim, Rabbi Lezim Yaakovi. Well, why can't you say it's Rabbi Lezim Yaakov? The Palagachas Tamid, the Tamid, here we also have here where he's disagreeing with anonymous Mishnah Masechet Tamid, because the Tamid Bereisha, what does that say earlier than that Mishnah Masechet Tamid? It says, and that's why it's important for Taisa to say the Tanan, because going to Mishnah Masechet Tamid, not just the Braisa, because the Tamid Bereisha, we learned at the beginning of that Mishnah, says Haravi, says the Mishnah Masechet Tamid, and the fourth lottery was Chadashim and Mishanim, old with new, meaning it doesn't have to be the first time you're getting to this lottery. Who's going to bring the limbs from the ram to the mezbeach? And Vahavikton, then it says, he disagrees, says, no, whoever brings the limbs to the ram brings it to the mezbeach. So you see, he's disagreeing with the non-mistan, the kama, mesatis tamid. So why don't we say he's a tan, him mesatis yuma? It says, no, because the stomach the yuma, because he disagrees also with the non-mist mishnais here of the tan, him mesatis yuma. Because our mishnah also said, who's the fourth lottery? It's from who brings out the limbs from the ram to the mizbech, which the Gemara clearly said, we said that's not like a Blazim Yaakov, because he holds that there was no such lottery. So therefore, obviously, we couldn't say he's an anonymous Mishnah in Masechet Yuma. Now, problem is, although, what I mean, we actually do have anonymous Mishnah here in this Masechet, like a Blazim Yaakov, because the Tani, our Mishnah taught, Tomei Kar B'Tisha, that the Mishnah tells us that Karmen Tomei, this is on Ahmed Bey's, the next anonymous Mishnah. So the Kamer Tamid is, it has nine people that are involved in transporting the limbs. Uperish Rashi, the stomach of Lezim Yaakov. Rashi explains it like Lezim Yaakov, because it's not you don't have a tenth one that would bring the limbs from the ram to the Mizbeach. Rather, it's like Lezim Yaakov, who you don't have an extra person, so therefore it's nine. So what it means, so now back to the question, you do have a stomach of Yuma like Lezim Yaakov. So he says, no, ain't near Lafarshkin. No, it does not seem correct to explain like Rashi that we have the next Mishnah Amud Beis like Rabbi Lezim Yaakov. Because imkain, if that would be the case, how would the like should? And the Gemara should have asked. Reisha Rabbanan. You have the previous Mishnah that says that the that you had a lottery from bringing the rams from the limbs from the ram to the mizbeach. And we have the next Mishnah which says like Lazim Yaakov that it was only 9, not 10 kanim. But Lashani, the Gemara then should have had at least to answer in yes. Reisha Rabbanan said we have Lazim Yaakov. But the fact that it doesn't say that obviously our Mishnah is that our number base is not like Lazim Yaakov. Now. Tysus then addresses a different concern. He says, wait a second. When he demarrated the now, although the beginning of the beginning, which is a prior Mishnah, Diktani, the Mishnah said, Yud Gimel Kanim Zeichem Bayi, that were third in Kanim, they're merited in the Avodah of the Talmud Shosh Acher. Why don't we have a difficulty over there? What do you mean? How could you say 13? The Rabban and Havalu Yedal, the Mimali Brahma comes from Mizbeah. According to Rabban, there's actually 14 with, if you're counting the additional kind, that's to bring the limbs from the ram to the Mizbeah. Again, if that's the case, then Tikshu, you should ask, Reisha B'Sefer B'Lezim Yaakov, when it's the Yisra Bonin, you have that mission is like a B'Lezim Yaakov, and then you have the third one like a B'Lezim Yaakov, and the minimal like the Bonin. So it says, no, now he, Ikalish Nuye, that you can answer, Da'as HaMilik Rabbanan. Now that first Mishnah, we call the Reisha, is even like Rabbanan. But like a Chashev, Yud Gimel Kanim, Azeichem B'Payis HaShen, this that we mentioned only, the 13 Kanim, that they get, they merit in the second lottery, because Avonale, Evar, Mekevish, Mezveach, although you have a kohen regarding the Tamat Shachar that has to bring the limbs from the Ram to the Mizbeach, Bahu Pais Revi Babinavshu, that's an independent fourth lottery, so therefore we're not mentioning. So although you're right, by the Tamat Shachar, technically there's another person, but it's a separate lottery, and never that wasn't mentioned, but that could even be like Rabbanu. But Mi Hokash, but says Taisis, but what is difficult is Reisha Banam Sevi Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Kibrisha, at least that should have been asked. But the fact that it wasn't, obviously it's not like Rashi that the Mishnah on the Beis is stomach of Lezim Yaakov. Rather, Benir says, Tais, it appears the Talmud Kar Bates, this that we say that a Kar Bates wrote with 9, which Rashi wants to prove from there, it's like Rav Lezim Yaakov, says, Tais, lo have a stomach Rav Lezim Yaakov. No, it's not necessarily anonymous like Rav Lezim Yaakov. El Mishim de Berlim, it's only because the Mishnah wants to tell us, loy pachas de Yaakov, he never have less, he never have more than 12, Kamar. So therefore, lek leman damo, what it means to say is, you don't have anyone. She hate Talmud Kar Bates, did you ever have less than 9? Meaning, although you're right, according to Rabban, there is 10. But you don't always have 10, because the zimnan sometimes about laws of mekabesh mizbeach. You could have technically, could happen since you're doing chadashim and mishanim that the kohen who brings the limbs from the ram to mizbeach zoche echad mahanach shazoche lekabesh. He could be one of the kohen that already merited to bring the limbs from the beis hashchita to the ramp. Okay, so you're not gonna have 10. You're gonna have 9 because that same kohen is doing it. So you're not gonna have a 10th kohen. Of a batzim it says lahava, but to have less than 9, you're never gonna have. And the chag, but to me, you're never going to have by sukkahs less than 10, but they so do all of them. And therefore, it's not necessarily like Lezim Yaakov, but it could even be like Rabbanan, just saying you're not going to have less than 9. Abel Ema Farsh, but says, but you cannot explain to answer this question. Or maybe you'll say, oh, the reason why it says 9 is because we're only mentioning bringing the limbs to the ramp. We're not counting bringing from the ramp to the Mizveach. And maybe therefore, that's why really this 10, but we didn't count it. There was even like Rabbanan. So it says, no, you can't say that. The Hokachashim, Nami Slechas, Mai Mesichim, Begizin. What do you mean? We mentioned the Mishnah, where sometimes we have 9, 10, 11, 12. We mentioned the bringing of the flask of the water, and the spoonfuls of frankincense, and the Gezirin, which they're bringing up to the place where it's supposed to go. It's not taking it just to the ram. And therefore, obviously, that wouldn't be a good answer. But me, however, so it says, Muslim, what you technically could say is the Lekachashim, Tchilis Halachas. We're only mentioning the beginning of any transportation that you're delivering. Bein Devarm, whether it's regarding the limbs, which, yeah, that's only to the ramp, and not from the ramp to the Mizbeach, and Bein Tzlechas Mayim, and whether regarding the flask of water, which it's the beginning, where you take it, wherever you're taking, Bein the Bezichin, whether for the spoonful of the frankincense, of a Gemar Halachas of Armakavish Mizbeach, but regarding a conclusion of a transportation, like from the ramp, from the limbs, from the ramp to the Mizbeach, like that wasn't being counted. And therefore, technically, they would answer the question according to Rabbanan too, but since that's reaching their Yaiser, the first interpretation seems more appropriate. So next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Mokab Chinu Labarach Ara. In the place of the Divine Prayer, it's not appropriate to do something half-baked. You don't do half and then have someone else finish it off. You do it all the way. But says, Taisa, Father Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, the Ksav HaHachar, even according to him that he says of Hidda Labarach Ara, it's not appropriate to have someone else finish it off. Near the Maiduhu, it would seem that he would agree by Hidda Tom and Nishchan. We said Shachar Yisrael. What the way it would go is a Yisrael would chat. The Kohen would receive the blood, and he would give it to his friend, and we'd pass along a whole assembly line. Ad, and the Kohen that was close to Mizbeach, Zorkin Juka Achas Kedag Yisrael. He would pour one spray opposite the foundation, and then pass back the empty bowl, and so on and so long to have this assembly line. Fash for Gemara. Time of the Gemara explains why. Why do we have such so many kohen hanim doing it? Because the multitude of the people is the glory of the king. So says Taisis, even Rabbi Elazar Yaakov would agree that you would say Brei Vam over there because the Hasam Leishayich Lameim there. You can't say Lav Urechara. That's not appropriate. How could you pass it on to the other kohen and you don't do it yourself and finish it up? Because when he would give the bowl of the blood to his friend, he wouldn't leave. Rather, he would go and get more blood and pass it on, so on and so forth. Because there were so many korbanos pesachim there in Pesach. But where he passes the limbs to the ramp and then he leaves, that definitely is not appropriate. But when you're going to do more stuff, that's not considered lav arachara. Then they says to begin with the Gemara, "Mishkach of Tana, Tana Chamesh Bechulah." And if you can find a Tana that says that there was five lotteries, then obviously it's not like a Blazim Yaakov and it's not like a Yehuda. So he says, "Tamely, it's a wonder, because Lema, why can't you say that who Tana Sviyule? That maybe that Tana that says five, maybe he holds not like a Yehuda. Maybe he holds the Chayis Mafis and Tomat Shabbat Abayim Be'er. Maybe that you did a whole other lottery for the evening Karmid Tomat, who says that no, you don't do it. And it's whoever got in the morning gets in the evening. With the Hashdei Kehepayosis." Now you could have five lotteries where you did four in the morning and one in the evening. So you could hold either like Rabbi Yaakov or like Yehuda. So why is saying it's not like either one of them? So it says, what you could say is, and this is what the Gemara meant to say. If you find someone who says there's five lotteries in the morning, well, that would obviously not be like either one of them because you wouldn't be able to answer, oh, because you have the evening one, because we're not talking about the evening, we're talking about only the morning. Or another person you could say is, no. If this Tana would hold that you're saying it would hold five, that you would go ahead and do another lottery for the evening Karmid Tamid, then, meaning, although you already did a lottery for the morning Karmid Tamid, if that would be the case, if that would be what the Tana would hold, then obviously he would also go ahead and do another lottery for the Haktaras of the Ben Abayim, and then V'nefish L'Payos Etzvei Mechamash. Then you're obviously going to have, if you're doing for the guitars by him, because you're doing for the Karmid Tamid Shabbat by him also, then you would actually have more than five against it, and that wouldn't be a good approach to say why it would hold five. So obviously it wouldn't be because of Tamid Shabbat by him, rather it would be like because he holds not like Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and not like Rabbi Yehuda.